This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Home Affairs Minister warns retailers over sale of energy products and sexual enhancers. Nurses call for stronger security measures and tougher penalties for assaults. Educators urged to prepare students for tech-driven jobs of the future. Former Amputee Society president calls for a shift in public attitudes towards the disabled. And St. Vincent fast-tracks education reform to tackle a looming labor shortage. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Store owners across Barbados are being warned to carefully monitor what they sell to the public, as they will be held accountable if found in breach of the law. The caution comes from Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams, who was speaking at a press conference hosted by the National Council on Substance Abuse. The briefing followed the seizure of various products taken from the shelves of a local retail business. According to officials, the confiscated items contained synthetic illegal substances described as extremely dangerous for human consumption.
We have now come to the public and said these things are out there. They're in circulation and they're being sold in stores. We accept that some people say they did not know. But I'm putting people on notice now that you are responsible for what it is on your shelves. Possession of a controlled substance is a matter of fact. If you have it on you or you have it for sale, then you have a hard time. You reverse the burden of proof. Effectively, you have a hard time trying to escape liability for that.
Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams. Also speaking to the issue was Director of the Forensic Science Center, Cheryl Corbin, who provided details of the seizure.
All the samples were examined using chemical, spectrometric, and chromatographic techniques, and the results were as follows. The very first item number one, the substances were detected were hexahydrocannabinol, HHC, delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, THC, and cannabidiol. Items 2 and 3, no substances were detected at that point. Item number 4, we detected hexahydrocannabinol, which is HHC, and delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol, THC.
Director of the Forensic Science Center, Cheryl Corbin. The nurse that was slapped at the Randall Phillips Polyclinic last Monday says her concern extends beyond nurses to the safety of all healthcare workers. Hyacinth Green, 64, stood alongside several colleagues yesterday as they met with their respective unions to discuss security issues and propose stiffer penalties for anyone who assaults healthcare staff. Green stressed that the focus must be on ensuring security across the entire healthcare sector.
We come into an institution or building and we don't want to adhere to protocol, for want of a better word. So then we get out of hand, and then so there really should be security in place to deal with that kind of situation.
Nurse Hyacinth Green. Emergency meetings were held yesterday at the Marriott Hotel with the Unity Workers Union, while the National Union of Public Workers also held talks with the Barbados Nurses Association at their Dalkeith headquarters. NUPW President Kimberly Agard spoke briefly following the meeting and said staff at healthcare institutions should feel safe at all times.
There's the C-190 Convention from the ILO, which speaks to violence and harassment in the workplace. And Barbados, as a signatory to that convention, has to uphold that principle. Violence and harassment in the workplace, whether it is nurses, whether it is the SSA workers, no matter who it is, they have a right to be safe at work. This meeting this morning, one of the key pillars of trade unionism is solidarity. Right now we have a sector of workers who have an issue, who have a major issue. This is reaching the national level, and it is our responsibility to listen and hear and to add to the level of representation that we give to this sector of workers.
NUPW President Kimberly Agard. Minister of Tertiary Education and Training, Sandra Husbands, is calling on teachers to develop new skills to prepare their students for a global shift of jobs that will be done by technology. Addressing the second cohort of teachers in their professional development training at Erdiston Teachers Training College yesterday, Husbands stressed that the conventional jobs such as bank clerks, cashiers, and even some accounting and legal positions, which many Barbadians have been trained for, would simply disappear.
The recent Future of Jobs report alerts us to this fact, that 170 million new jobs are going to be created, but we're going to lose 90 million. Those 90 million jobs, the types of jobs that will be lost, are the jobs that we've spent the last 20, 30, 40 years preparing our people for. Jobs are going to disappear that can be replaced by technology.
Minister of Tertiary Education and Training, Sandra Husbands. Former president of the Rehabilitating and Enabling Society for Amputees, Giles Bend, is urging Barbadians to rethink the way they view people living with limb loss. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Mr. Bend said that amputees are often unfairly treated in public and cautioned that these attitudes limit their opportunities for full participation in society. He called on employers and the public to see amputees not as liabilities, but as individuals who can contribute to society.
We're trying to be aware to make the public aware that having lost a limb doesn't mean that you're useless and you cannot be employed or anything like that. We need to get the public more aware of the usefulness of members as members of the society, because most of the members in our group are not employed. Not that they're not employable, but they're not employed. Some people are very insensitive and say negative things when they go out to do their business. People used to be telling them, well, they don't stay home and that kind of thing, as though they were a nuisance. So some people are very insensitive.
Former president of the Rehabilitating and Enabling Society for Amputees, Giles Bend. Government has made a recent push to incorporate murals and various types of art in public spaces, and one artist is lauding the effort, encouraging Barbadians to embrace the concept. Nikolai Charles, co-director of Santrio Creative, says the influence of public art is underestimated, especially within educational environments. Mr. Charles was speaking following the unveiling of a mural at the Coleridge and Parry Secondary School, part of a UNICEF effort to spread messages of climate resilience, youth support, technology, and mental health awareness.
I think public art and murals are important in schools because they do more than decorate walls or the spaces, but it helps shape learning environments. It also inspires creativity. One of our favorite murals is the one on Springer Secondary, where that mural, it has a strong presence of preserving the heritage and celebrating cultural identity. Elements in these murals, you know, would often show messages of hope, courage, and community strength.
Co-director of Santorio Creative, Nikolai Charles. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is in the middle of a construction boom, but a shortage of skilled labor has government moving to urgently reform the education system. Education Minister Curtis King says new technical and vocational certificates will be introduced in secondary schools to better prepare young people for jobs in tourism and construction.
They would be doing certified courses in the end. VQs, okay, National Vocation Qualification, and the CVQs, so that graduates would be in a position, ultimately, to find employment gainfully with others, or to create their own business establishment. I mean, this is part of the alignment of our education with our developmental agenda, our trust.
Minister of Education for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Curtis King. St. Vincent, along with Belize, Dominica, and Barbados, will from tomorrow begin full free movement of citizens under the CARICOM initiative. Recapping the headlines. Home Affairs Minister sends a strong warning to retail stores selling various energy products and sexual enhancers. Nurses across Barbados take a stance calling for more effective security measures and harsher punishment for assault. Educators urged to prepare students for emerging new world of tech-driven jobs. The former Amputee Society president calls for a shift in public attitudes towards the disabled. And St. Vincent moves urgently towards education reform in an effort to address pending labor shortage. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.